Today on the Southern California Real Estate Report, we're going to talk about the new place that you can expect to see multifamily. Stay tuned.
Welcome to another episode of the Southern California Real Estate Report with Bob McGuire and Danielle Wise. Today we are going to discuss some of the new trends in apartment development. It looks like some of the car dealerships in San Diego are being absorbed for apartment projects.
Makes a lot of sense.
Seems to.
Especially with how much land mass they take up. It's kind of a great open space to...
So two interesting locations. So one is a big project in Mission Valley. It's going to be, it looks like, I'm just reading it right now. This is from an article in the Union Tribune. And the article is mentioning that it's going to be a 305-unit, 5.4-acre site of the former Bob Baker Ford. So big project there. You know, 305 units, that's a, you know, institutional size project. And then the other one is going to be in Pacific Beach. And it looks like JPI is going to be breaking ground on that. Jefferson at Pacific Beach is what it's going to be called, apartment project. Unclear on the number of units, but scheduled for completion in the first quarter of 2019. So interesting stuff that we're going to see. Some of these car dealerships, I guess this is happening with all of retail, huh?
Well, we mentioned, as we talked earlier, that when you buy cars these days, you go online, you find the car you want.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily, because car dealerships don't necessarily have to have a lot of stock available for you.
Yeah.
And in a place like PV where rents are, continue to skyrocket and it's a coastal community, you don't necessarily need a car dealership. It makes more sense to use that land more effectively as
housing.
Yeah.
And interesting, so it sounds like the car buying model is starting to change, and so are the demographics of what the car dealerships are looking for. For example, in San Diego, a lot of these car dealers, it used to be that they were clustered in Mission Valley and trying to be closer to downtown. Per the article, that's what it's saying, is that the old school of thought was that, you know, you wanted to be near the areas, obviously, where there was housing, which was downtown and some of the, the neighborhoods of San Diego. Well, now the car dealers are clustering to more of car park type areas like Car Country up in Carlsbad. And then the
Kearny Mesa even has
Kearny Mesa, where we are. We're located in Kearny Mesa, and we have a lot of car dealerships.
Which will be interesting
us.
Because Kearny Mesa is also going through a rather transitional period.
Yeah, we've talked about that, and maybe that some of those sites get used too for additional housing. But
I can see that happening.
The trend is that it sounds like with a lot of what's going on in the retail world, we're seeing malls become repurposed, and with this online presence now becoming stronger and stronger and more dominant in the retail world, it's having effects on all sorts of different industries. And so
Tesla,
they're saying,
is a perfect example of
that. For sure. Tesla, it's funny, when that latest model came out, I think people, you just ordered it online, right? Or you just put a deposit in at the dealer?
Believe you put a deposit in, and then you ordered your car.
So you really didn't drive it. You just you bought it basically sight unseen. So maybe there's going to be more of that. But the bottom line is that car dealers that are scattered around the city, those are obviously becoming prime development sites. So we'll keep an eye on that and see how that starts to change the landscape of Southern California. There's a lot of car dealers in Southern California and a lot of cars in Southern California.
Exactly. But I do want to talk about how that area of PV is going to be affected by another big apartment complex.
The JPI project, it's located on 4275 Mission Bay Drive. So that's an incredible location.
It's an incredible location, but the problem notoriously with
with an area of PB is the accessibility to it, the freeway access to it, to and from. It's going to cause the traffic impact is going to be insane.
Yeah.
Around that area, especially as these are higher end apartments. So I'm guessing that the demographic is not what we would think of PB being, more of a younger transitional type of neighborhood. If this is a higher end apartment complex, these people are going to be working jobs likely out of PB in the UTC, Sorrento Valley, or even downtown. So, you know, it's, even though it's a prime central location, you wonder how getting in and out of PB is going to affect.
It's never been easy.
It's never been easy.
It's never been easy, and it's always a challenge, especially in that particular location, getting through the lights and kind of getting to where you need to go. We'll wait and see. I mean, maybe there's going to be some changes to the intersections that they're not mentioning here. And if anyone out there listening has any information on this, we'd love to hear about it. This is going to be one of those things where you're going to have a combination, because the car dealerships are always going to be in those heavily trafficked retail areas. So, you know, adding that much housing to an already heavily impacted area from cars. Yeah.
Another prime example of that.
I mean, 300 units is a lot of units. You know, that's going to bring, take 600 cars or 500 cars, 500 additional cars probably.
Exactly.
You're looking at, a pretty big impact to the area. So it's going to be interesting. You know, with the good comes some of the bad sometimes that you have to we're excited for the new housing. Certainly it's
exciting.
A great location.
But then there's that other question is PB going to transition into a neighborhood that's a slightly older demographic?
Yeah.
And is this going to be that supply that changes it? Notoriously, PB has been an area where people pay a lot of money for kind of, not type A product, just to live by the beach as they transition out of college into professional jobs or move out of San Diego.
Yeah.
But with that, there's a lot of turnover in PB.
Yeah, I think PB has always been an area of, obviously, we have rentals in Pacific Beach. We manage properties in Pacific Beach. We understand the demographic of Pacific Beach. And, Pacific Beach, at least in our experience, has always been that sort of gap year tenant where you're out of college trying to figure out, what your next move is going to be. And as you said, you did with your girlfriends, piled into a house. And
exactly.
I know that the other people in our office have done that. And that's kind of the thing that you do. It's that, hey, I'm 21, I'm close to the bars, the nightlife, the scene, and I can live near the beach at basically an affordable price for San Diego,
$1,000
a room, mm-hmm. more or less, $800 to $1,000 a room. So, it'll be interesting to see.
But there's some that say that that transition in PB is already happening because it is a coastal neighborhood. And
yeah. New product, they're going to have to attract a higher end person than what typically is in PB. There are young professionals in PB, but by and large,
it's a young person's neighborhood.
It's a young person's neighborhood,
however,
and it's kind of a tweener neighborhood for demographics.
However, we say that, and there's a new senior housing project also up on Grand, which we'll get into in a different episode. But it does say that there is a. Just knowing that says a lot about the demographics of that area because...
Well, look, it's a nice area. I mean, you're close to the beach and there's not many, San Diego is a very interesting city that way where we have, an extremely long coastline, but we have, a lot of it you're priced out of. You have La Jolla, Del Mar, Solana Beach, Encinitas, going up to North, all the way through North County. In the city, you've only got OB, which OB has always been an area where you have to really love OB to want to live in OB. And I think OB is one of those interesting areas that it could be just so amazing. But there's this drive to keep it, as kind of the old hippie community that it kind of always has been. So. Then that leaves you with Point Loma, and then after that, you're kind of into Coronado and the South Bay. So really, PB is one of those areas that is one of the only intra-city, centralized beach communities. So I can see why it would be an attractive area for not only a senior center, but also some Class A housing. And we'll see. You know, the thing is that can PB, can it handle having maybe more sophisticated retail and restaurants and things like that? And I think the PB has some of that, but I think by and large it's always been kind of the bar area for San Diego. And so
the tourist attraction of PB is always going to be there. People come to San Diego and they vacation at the beaches in Mission Beach, PB area.
And this is going to be high-end product. I mean, 172 units. I'm sure that I haven't seen any sort of a pro forma or rent roll or anything like that. But just guessing from, experience, I would say that two-bedroom rents are going to be pushing at least $3,000 a month. So right now, two bedrooms in existing buildings around Pacific Beach, you're in the $2,500 to $2,800 depending on, location and condition and amenities of the buildings and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see if they can get that bump in rent and what kind of a tenant that brings. But
it's also not very close to the water. It's another little caveat there.
Yeah.
It's
further away.
It's further. I mean, you're gonna have to drive to get to the beach.
Yeah.
Or ride your bike. But it's not walkable. I mean, I guess it could be walkable for some. But
it is. Yeah. Less than ideal.
Less than ideal.
So it'll be interesting. I mean, the nice thing is that we are seeing more housing in San Diego, and housing has been obviously and will continue to be the big hot subject here in San Diego and in much of Southern California. So thanks for listening today, and we'll touch base next in our next episode about other projects and happenings in Southern California. This is Bob McGuire and Danielle Wise with the Southern California Real Estate Report, sponsored by Income Property Advisors, a full-service management and brokerage office located in San Diego, California.